Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, maybe that's why his right hand is bruising. Why is his left hand bruising as well?
All right, let me paint this picture for you as clearly as I can. 4 days ago, Donald Trump visited Walter Reed Medical Center for the third time in the past 13 months. While a yearly checkup is normal for a president, going three times in roughly 1 year is rather unusual. What was more unusual is that we got no reports from this checkup for about 4 days after. Usually, as a soft rule, you release the report about 24 to 48 hours after it happens, but this time we got it 4 days after. Dr. Jonathan Reiner, the doctor to Dick Cheney, former doctor to Dick Cheney, immediately says that this report is quite odd. There are 22 doctors that checked on Trump, but it all seems as if it was filtered through one doctor, and that was filtered through the White House, therefore filtered through Trump, and then released out into the public. So it was a quite misleading report that we'll get to in just one moment. But then after all of this, we wake up this morning and we see Donald Trump on Fox News with his daughter-in-law, Lara Trump, looking quite old, quite decrepit, and ranting and raving about this ballroom that he is currently building. It doesn't inspire or instill much confidence in the Americans watching this, or even non-Americans who are still experiencing a massive spike in gas prices and diesel prices, right? It's very, very painful to see the commander-in-chief, who's supposed to be steady-handed, focusing more on his ballroom because his health is rapidly declining. And just think about how incestuous this all is. The president of the United States is requesting $1 billion to build this new ballroom. That $1 billion is now coming out of your and I's pocket after he lied about it not coming out of our pocket. So in order to do propaganda about it, he has his daughter-in-law, who is the former chair of the RNC and is now a Fox News host, come to the White House to do propaganda about his ballroom. I'm sorry, but I thought that people were complaining about the Clinton dynasty reigning over politics in 2016. Now, Donald Trump has embedded his goons all throughout domestic politics, global politics. Every single place in D.C. is infested with Donald Trump family members. So let's walk through all of this. I don't even want to jump into the propaganda report that was released because, as I said, it was filtered through multiple different choke points that essentially allowed it to be propaganda. But what we will watch is the reaction that happened on CNN right after, because the timeline here is quite interesting. Trump's medical report was released by the White House at approximately 10:45 p.m. on a Friday night, when attention and scrutiny are likely to be their lowest. That is the final piece of the sequence that I wanted to complete before we jump into this part of the video. Solid journalism by CNN to immediately get this doctor on with a probing assessment in about 10 minutes. So again, after days and days of not releasing the report, they finally release it late at night when they think most people aren't going to pay attention. As always, make sure you drop a like if you want to help boost this this specific message. I appreciate each and every single one of you, and you can subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed below. Whether you're on Facebook, whether you're watching on YouTube or Substack or Spotify, we're everywhere. Subscribe to the feed, and thank you all. Let's start here with this clip that I found quite interesting.
A reminder, Trump is the oldest president to ever be inaugurated, and he is weeks away from his 80th birthday. With us now is Dr. Jonathan Reiner. Dr. Reiner, I know you just looked at this relatively short document, but tell us what you saw.
Well, I saw what I expected to see, which is basically just essentially superlatives. One thing that stands out is that he was evaluated by 22 specialists. And, I don't see, the work of 22 specialists here. I see a sort of cherry-picked list of findings. One thing that's very curious to me is that Dr. Barbara Bella says that once again, his patient underwent a CT scan of the heart, which we were told he underwent back in October. So why is he getting CT scans of the heart every 6 months? That's not standard practice.
So he was essentially straight up saying it was cherry picked, number one. Number two, this isn't standard practice.
Dr. Reiner, I mean, there's to that point, there's a detail that I just kind of struck out to me, that his cardiovascular health was that of somebody 14 years younger. Can you explain that?
Yeah, that's using a unvalidated tool from a single paper, using AI, looking at just an EKG to try and calculate someone's, you know, quote, cardiac age. That is not a clinically used or useful tool right now. They stated that in his exam last year. The other thing that they mentioned once again is this nonsense about the bruising on his hand related to vigorous handshaking. Okay, maybe that's why his right hand is bruising. Why is his left hand bruising as well?
Good question.
So they have to really stop it, trying to write off the bruising to that.
Aspirin consumption that they also mentioned, that, you know, we know the president takes a fairly high dose of aspirin. Is that a rationale that makes sense to you to explain some of the bruising?
Well, it might explain the bruising in the right hand, but it wouldn't explain. It might explain bruising, but what they haven't been able to explain is why he's taking so much aspirin. So again, there are bits and pieces.
A lot of questions to be answered about this very thing. Can I also point out, while this is happening, Donald Trump is sending out his cronies to lie about this. I mean, speaking of CNN, Scott Jennings tweeted out 48 hours ago, you guys are going to find this funny, 48 hours ago, he said, "Looks like a huge win for President Trump in the U.S. regarding these rumors about a potential memorandum of understanding that might lead to negotiations that may lead to a deal." He says, "Looks like a huge win for President Trump. Hearing from a senior admin official, this report is true, and the U.S. appears to be getting everything we want." And Mockler HQ on Twitter, which you should go follow, it's a good source for news and for updates on the news, says, "It has been 48 hours since Scott Jennings declared that Trump got everything we want in a huge win. The deal never materialized, and neither side has accepted." How do they just lie about this so brazenly? How do they just go out there day in and day out and lie? It has to be agonizing to some degree. It's the same thing with Donald Trump's health. It's the same thing that they lied about Renee Nicole Good, about Alex Preddy. They have no problem just lying to your face. It's absurd. Watch Dr. Jonathan Reiner later on at CNN.
In my hands, you know I was combing over it. I know I wanted to talk to you about this. So Dr. Reiner, much has been made of the president's hand bruising, which is usually covered up by makeup. And I want to just talk about a portion of this medical summary, because it states that it is consistent with minor soft tissue irritation related to frequent handshaking. What's your take?
Right. Well, I suppose that can happen, particularly if you're on a higher dose of aspirin than we typically recommend,
which they say,
for a patient for cardiovascular protection. But it doesn't explain why his left hand is also bruising, unless he's doing some left-handed shaking routinely and vigorously. So that's never really rung true. And perhaps it's all just because of this higher dose of aspirin. But my question is, why are you taking a higher dose of aspirin than recommended?
So he posits a very similar question in both segments, and I find this to be a valid question considering the amount of lying we've had to go through so far in this administration. The cherry on top is that throughout all of this, Donald Trump is not even focused on the right issues. Listen, if we had a president who was older and showing signs of aging and bruised hands, but he had a magic touch and the economy was roaring and we somehow had multiple successes with foreign policy where NATO is coming together, everybody's coalescing around the United States, everybody's happy, we wouldn't really be complaining about his health. But at this very moment, there is a direct correlation between Donald Trump staying up late at night, shooting out dozens and dozens of Truth Social posts, sometimes hundreds of Truth Social posts, and then that's correlated to him falling asleep in the Oval Office or at meetings or at pressers the next day, and that is correlated to a spiraling of U.S. policy. It's so incredibly obvious to see. We're going to continue to point it out on this channel. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. I love you all. Peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.